Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living a Richer Life, life-changing talk radio, the place where like-minded people from across the country come to listen, share, and learn from topics that deal with their health, wealth, hope, and prosperity. You can participate by sharing your comments or questions from the Richer Life blog page or chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/richerlife or by using the phone to call in. Let's join the show.
Well, good evening. This is Earl Cobb.
And this is Charlotte Grant Cobb.
Our theme for tonight's show is You Can Win. No matter what.
Whether we like it or not, our daily life routine can quickly turn into a repetitive, mechanical process of dullness. When we go to school, work, or our practice, do we actually engage 100% in the activities that we decide to take on? Well, probably not. The reason for this is simple. Our level of engagement in an activity is constantly influenced by mood, attitude, and the staggering number of people that we interact with throughout the day. In other words, the terrible trio, mood, attitude, and those around us, subjects us to the mechanical motions of life. Perhaps the most comforting thing, though, is that as independent human beings, we have the ability to determine which part of the trio actually end up affecting our everyday lives. Are there strategies that we can implement to hype up our life so that nothing can bring us down? Can you learn how to win no matter what?
Well, tonight we're in a great mood and our attitude is just terrific. And we are delighted to have who we have with us. Tonight we have Neha Sutta. Neha is the founder of Hype Up Your Day. Now, according to Neha, his company is the source of motivation and joy for over 100,000 people. He is a student at Cornell University, majoring in applied economics and management. Neha is also the author of a new book titled Win No Matter What, A Guide to Hyping Up Your Life. Well, Neha, welcome to Living a Richer Life.
Hey, Earl. Thanks for having me on the show. It's really great to be here, and I'm excited to share what I have with your audience tonight.
Terrific. How's the weather on the East Coast as we kick off this 4th of July weekend?
It's actually a little bit rainy here tonight, but the rest of the weekend is supposed to be sunny for the 4th of July. So starting off bad, but hopefully it'll finish in a great manner.
Very good. Very good. And we will begin our interview with Neha Sutta and our discussion on how you can win no matter what right after this message.
You're listening to Living a Richer Life, life-changing talk radio. We will open the phone lines at 25 minutes after the hour. Our toll-free number is 855-345-4714. You can also join the discussion via the blog page and on our chat room at blogtalkradio.com/richerlife. Now back to tonight's show.
Well, welcome back. Our theme tonight is You Can Win No Matter What. And our very special interview guest is Neha Sutta, founder of Hype Up Your Day, a student at Cornell University, and the author of a new book titled Win No Matter What, A Guide to Hyping Up Your Life. Again, Neha, welcome to Life Changing Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Earl. I'm really excited to be on the show.
Well, good. Well, let's start the show, as we traditionally do, by having you share a little about yourself to our listening audience. Where did you grow up, and how did you arrive at your current place in life?
Definitely. So I was born in a pretty small town in central Pennsylvania, Lewistown, Pennsylvania. And I grew up there, born and raised there for 18 years, actually. And after finishing high school is when I decided to make the big move to New York City, mostly because I wanted to kind of get out of my comfort zone a little bit because I had grown up in such a small town. And I was kind of used to that town. And, you know, I really wanted to change of pace. So A lot of people thought I was crazy in my town because not many people really leave once they settle down there. So
right.
I decided to kind of change it up a little bit and take a risk and move to New York City after high school. And so, as you can imagine, going to New York City from a small town is a very big change. And so when I got to New York City, it was a pretty big culture shock. the fast pace, you know, having everybody kind of doing their own thing, the bustling of the city. So it was a very big change. And I think that's actually kind of what opened my eyes. You know, I saw everybody expressing themselves there, everybody kind of doing their own thing. And I just saw, you know, how many people there were in the world, and I really wanted a way to express myself too. And what I decided to do was really just start writing one day. And it was weird because I actually never enjoyed writing. I never really had a knack for business, but you know, being in the city, being around so many crazy people like that, it just kind of made me want to express myself. And I was able to start Hype Up Your Day. I was able to start writing, and that's really how I got started with my work today. And I still am continuing to write, and still am continuing to try to inspire people around the world. And so that's really how I got started. And when I went to New York City, really just found a way to express myself.
Very good, very good. Now you are an applied economics and management major, as we indicated in introduction. Why economics and management?
I think it's something that really just requires a very analytical mind. And, you know, I'm always curious about how things work. And I think economics is really kind of exploring how businesses work. It requires the analytical mindset, which is just something that I think is very interesting. And so because of that, you know, it's just something that I decided to go with. And it helps in a lot of things. You know, with my books, it helps me kind of determine what the value of the book would be and how to sell it to customers. And not even that, with business too, it's helped me a lot with Hype Up Your Day, kind of determining, you know, the financial side of how I would make it run. And so it helps in just about everything. And I think economics is important, even when, you know, when you're doing your taxes, you have to have some economics background. So I think it's just a great major to have and very important in everyday life.
Well, that's terrific. I also agree. As you know, Neha, our theme tonight is you can win no matter what. And of course, our theme is based on the primary title of your first book, Win No Matter What. Now, I know that life isn't a game and that we can actually win, and it's not something that we can actually win or lose, you know, but I feel that it doesn't matter that there aren't ways that we all can, there are ways we can all improve our lives, though. You know, we can make it more fulfilling. Now, in your title of your book, you're talking about you can win. What are you referring to when you say you can win in your title?
So I am referring to pretty much everyday life. I mean, so obviously, as you were saying that, you know, you don't really look at life as something that you can win or lose, but it's kind of human nature to want to look at kind of these moral victories. You know, when you're running a business, the one indicator that a lot of people use as a success to business is how many profits you make. What my book is addressing is that, you know, it's all about how you're really framing the thing that you're looking at. So in terms of business, you know, maybe you should look at something other than profits, or in terms of when you're in a situation where you think the only option is to win, you know, there's all these other options. And really the main message of the book is that you just can reframe anything that you're looking at. So in terms of this profit, in terms of this profit thing that I was just talking about, instead of looking at profits, you know, maybe you might look at how many customers you've impacted through your business. Or you might look at some other metric, but the main message here is that essentially, if you reframe any situation that you're in, there's always a way that it turns out to be positive for you and it turns out to be a win for you. So it's more of just the human nature of always wanting that victory. And if you reframe any situation, you can really have that victory. And that's what this book is essentially saying.
Okay. So the idea of reframing, of course, is about changing the way your perspective or changing the way that you see things, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've known, and Charlotte and I have written quite a bit about the whole idea of making personal changes in our lives. And for some of us, making changes isn't that much of a chore. But for a lot of us, making personal changes can be extremely difficult, particularly as you get further into adulthood. Now, do you believe that it's possible for everyone to make significant changes in their lives, or are there just some people that can't get there?
I think it is possible for everybody to make significant changes in their life. And I think the people that aren't able to get there, you know, I think that they're just not exerting as much effort as they should. And, you know, a lot of times people have obstacles that get in the way that do prevent them from being able to make some significant changes. But at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, if you really want to make a change, it's in your willpower, and you will find a way to make it happen. Regardless of what change you're making, if you really want it badly enough, then you will find a way to make it happen somehow. And so that just really goes back to how much you really want it. And so, you know, the classic argument is that a lot of times when people have jobs and they have to pay bills for their families, you know, they might feel that there's not a way for them to make a change. But the argument to that I usually give people is, you know, if you take 30 minutes off how much you sleep every night and just start towards something that you might want to accomplish, you know, that's one way that you can just start. And once you start to see progress, that's when you can really get motivated to keep continuing to make changes. It's really in the beginning when most people struggle, because, you know, they getting started in anything is the hardest part. And so you just have to start. And that's the greatest thing. I mean, when you have the willpower, and when you can just take 30 minutes away from sleeping, it's not going to kill you. And everybody has 30 minutes in a day where they can take away from sleep 30 minutes less and start making significant changes. And once you see those results, you know, it'll just become a process, and it'll become a cycle, and you'll just keep making changes. And so it's really just about just getting started.
Right. Now, how did you come up with this idea where you're saying that we're constantly influenced by mood, attitude, and the people that we interact with? I think you call this the trio or something like that. How did you come up with that idea, and why mood, attitude, and interaction with other people? Why do you think those three are the most significant?
Yeah, so I do call it the terrible trio in the book. And that was just based on my observations of being in New York. You know, I really thought that those three things overall encompass really what and how we kind of react and kind of act on a daily basis. You know, the mood is something that wavers throughout the day. Your mood is constantly impacted throughout the day. You know, you might wake up in a good mood, but then by the end of the day, based on something that's happened at work or based on something that's happened at school, you might turn up in a bad mood. And so your mood is constantly wavering throughout the day. And I feel like your attitude is kind of a more long-term thing that's kind of impacted by who you surround yourself with and the things that you've been exposed to around the world. And so that's kind of your longer term view. So the mood is kind of a day-to-day thing. It sways. Your attitude is kind of a longer-term thing. And then at the same time, you have the people that you surround yourself with, right? Because it's not just you in the world. It's not just your mood and attitude. It's also other people that are impacting you. And so I think that those three things really kind of encapsulate how and why we act the way we do. And so those are just based on my observations. And those are just the three things that I really thought kind of encapsulated the way we act.
Yeah, well, I think those are excellent observations. And before we get more into your book and your strategies that you present in your book for addressing mood, attitude, and interaction with other people, and certainly we want to get into your amazing work at Hype Up Your Day. I found Hype Up Your Day to be a very interesting organization, and the way you go about interacting with people online, I think, is just terrific. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. But first, we thought we'd provide our listening audience with your insights on four suggestions that our research has come up with in terms of how all of us can sort of win at life. And like we say, winning, meaning making our lives more fulfilling and our life more content. Okay? Now, let's start with this one. The first one is we should focus on having fulfilling interpersonal relationships. Now, the idea here is to be intentional about the people we allow in our life, because the people we allow in our lives, of course, can either shore us up in difficult times or they can create a drag on us mentally and physically at other times. And as a matter of fact, scientists have found out that people with a strong, healthy circle of friends tend to be happier and live longer. Now, Neha, do you believe that having fulfilling interpersonal relationships play an important role in allowing us to be what you call hyped up?
I 100% agree with that statement, that it is important that you decide who you surround yourself with, because actually, as you said, research has shown that who you surround yourself with over time actually has a lot of impact on how you start acting. And so if you look at somebody who's gone involved in drugs, right? I mean, over time, in the beginning, you know, they might not use drugs as much, but over time, their actions become very justified and they start using drugs more normally. And so that's the classic example of kind of peer pressure and being involved with those type of people and how you get dragged into using drugs. And
right.
So you can really see that the company you keep kind of is how you start acting. And so I really do agree with that statement. And research has shown, as you exactly said, research has shown that what you really surround yourself with is kind of how you start acting. And so a lot of people say that you should find three good mentors that you can really look up to, and three people that are kind of on your level, and then three people you can mentor personally, because that provides a good balance of learning, also people that you can interact with, and also people that you can teach. And so that's kind of the fine balance that we need. You can get mentoring based on people that are older than you and smarter than you. And then you can also interact with like people by having three friends that are very similar to you. And then you can also practice those teaching skills by having three people that are younger than you and kind of mentor them and be a good example and a good influence on them. So
that's wonderful.
You should really look. Yeah. So you should definitely look for people that you should look for good company, but you should also look for mentors. You should look for people that are on your level, and you should look for people that you can teach, and that will provide a good balance and
right.
good balance in your life.
Right. That's terrific. And, you know, talking about mentoring, the second idea that we came up with in the research was that we should focus on having a more fulfilling personal growth in our life. That is, I found that when we are able to measurably feel ourselves growing, you know, you become more confident, you become more secure, and it's not just the idea of just learning and educating ourselves, but it also helps our brain to stay sharper, and it helps us have something to say to other people. You know, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree with that one too. You're bringing up some very good points. And I agree, it kind of goes back to the point that I brought up earlier, where it was getting started with any task that you take on is the hardest. But once you kind of get started, that's when you start feeling the motivation. And once you see the progress, that's when you kind of want to keep continuing going forward. And I think this kind of brings up the importance and kind of shows the importance of constantly reflecting on your progress. So research, again, has shown that, you know, before you go to sleep, you should kind of reflect on what you've accomplished in that specific day, and also in the past week maybe, or in the past month maybe. So you should always constantly just be reflecting on how much progress you've made, and you should always have a goal. because, you know, just having a goal and constantly reflecting on how much progress you're making, that's really kind of what keeps driving you forward, because you can kind of tangibly see what progress you're making. So again,
right,
the power of reflection every night before you go to sleep, it's great to maybe have a journal or have some type of book where you can kind of write down one thing that you accomplished that day, or one thing that brought you closer to your goal. So I think the power of reflection and kind of just seeing the progress that you're making every day is great, and it's extremely important as well in your journey forward when you're making changes.
Yeah. That's excellent. You know, in that same vein, I'm a very big advocate of having long-term and short-term goals, or long-term goals that you break into shorter terms, you know, such that you can show yourself that movement, that growth, that movement toward accomplishing that goal on a daily, weekly basis versus waiting, you know, until it all materializes. It may take days, months, or years, but if you are seeing where every day, every month, every year you're moving in that direction, it also makes life a lot more fun, and time goes by much quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can say personally that I actually started the journal of writing down something that I accomplished every single day. And it's always a great way to finish your day too, because, you know, you might have had a long day, but at the end of the day, you can kind of look back and see what you accomplished that day too. And so I hadn't done it before, but I started it just last year, and it definitely works, and it's a good tactic, and I definitely recommend to your audience to just try it and see how it works for you. But definitely try it out.
Yeah. And the third of the four is we should focus on, I think this is so important, maintaining our health. You know, I also believe that one of the single most important things that we can do to win in our life is to lead a life where we feel content and fulfilled both physically, spiritually, and mentally. What's your opinion there?
Yeah, I mean, there's always the classic saying that health is wealth. And, you know, the thing about health is that you can't do anything if you're not in good health. And a lot of people realize that too late. You know, when they get older, they realize that they no longer have the health to accomplish some of the goals that they were always putting off until later. And so I think that while you're in good health and while you have the health to kind of accomplish any of the goals that you want to, I think that's the best time to go for it. And, you know, health is one of the best assets that you have, and you don't realize it when you're healthy. You only realize it when you don't have that asset anymore. Actually, last week I just got sick, and I didn't realize how much I couldn't do. And it had been a while since I got sick, and, you know, I couldn't even get on my laptop and just, like, check some of my emails because I just started getting dizzy when I got out of bed. So it just shows how important your health really is, and you should definitely take advantage of it whenever you can and, you know, enjoy life and try to accomplish as much as you can, and, you know, don't put your goals off until later. I know a lot of people have dreams for retirement to, you know, to travel, to see the world. So again, try to take some off if you can, because work will always be there. So you always have time to do work, but at the same time, you know, your health deteriorates as time goes on. So I think it's extremely important that you really take the time that when you have good health to accomplish your goals.
Yep, I agree. And the fourth point that we came up with is we should focus on, and I really like this one, cultivating gratitude in our life. You know, I have come to believe that even if things are not going well, we should remember that things have gone well, and some things are going well, and that things will go well again in the future. You know, being grateful affirms that there are good things in life, and that even if everything today isn't good, life still has a lot to offer. What do you think about this?
Yeah, this is actually one of my favorites, actually. I'm a big proponent of how important being grateful is. And one thing that I do in the morning every time, right after I wake up, instead of checking my phone or email, the first thing I do is think about five things that I'm grateful for that morning. So it's one way that you can really start your morning off on a positive note. So, you know, it could be something as simple as that, as you get to take a warm shower, that might be something that you're grateful for that morning. But again, it's still
right.
something that you might not think of. And there are a lot of stories that actually I talked about in my book about being grateful. And one actually of my favorites was about a saint named Yogiji Maharaj. And basically what happened, this story basically encapsulates how important and how critical gratefulness is and how it can change the outlook of an entire situation. But basically Yogiji Maharaj, this was back in the day, and he was an Indian saint who was actually going to travel to a mango nursery. And he was going along with two of his companions. And the main form of transportation back then was a horse and buggy. So the three of these people, they got into a horse and buggy, and they went to go see this nursery. And while on the way, the road had a lot of potholes, and it wasn't a good road. So while on the way, actually, this car was also cheap, and one of the wheels fell off the side. So naturally, the buggy tipped over, and the three of these people all tumbled out. And the first thing I would do, I'm sure, maybe even along with you, is maybe just swear, and yeah, we would both just be really mad.
yeah.
And, you know, as these people were, that they were pretty mad. But then Yogiji Maharaj, he's on the ground. He's actually cracking up. He's laughing really hard. And the two of his friends, they were actually very confused because they looked at him and they were like, you know, we fell out of this buggy. We're bruised. We're hurt. And he's over here laughing. So they asked him, they were like, Yogiji Maharaj, why are you laughing right now? And Yogiji Maharaj, he said a couple words, but they were super powerful. And all he said was that our injuries could have been worse. We were saved. And so that's one thing. And then his other two friends started smiling as well. So that's one kind of situation that kind of shows how gratefulness can change the entire outlook of a situation. And he was a great leader in that situation and kind of changed the outlook of both of his friends. So I think that's one good story that really shows the power of gratefulness.
Yeah, I think that's a great story. You know, I can't believe that it's past 25 minutes after the hour, Neha. I'm not sure where all the time went here. But we're going to take a short break here. And when we return, we're going to learn more about Neha Sutta and his new book and his amazing work at Hype Up Your Day. Also, when we return, we will open up the phone lines at that time and take comments and questions from our listening audience. Remember to press the number 1 on your keypad if you have a question or a comment. And you can also meet us at the blogtalkradio.com/richerlifechatline. Email us at info@richerlifellc or send us a tweet at richerlifetalk. We'll be right back after this.
Forget to join us next Thursday night, July 9th. Our theme for next week's show is how to end destructive conflict in your life. And our interview guest will be Patricia Porter, founder and president of Conflict Connections, the host of the Texas Conflict Coach radio program, and also the author of Stop the Dreaded Drama, 55 Tips for Ending Destructive Conflict, only here on blogtalkradio.com/richerlife.
And welcome back. Our theme tonight is You Can Win No Matter What. And our very delightful interview guest is Neha Sutta, founder of Hype Up Your Day, a student at Cornell University, and the author of a new book titled Win No Matter What, A Guide to Hyping Up Your Life. Charlotte, I see a lot of people in the chat room, and I see people holding. Do we have any questions or comments from either our callers or from the chat room at this moment?
Well, Earl and Nihar, good evening. And callers, please don't forget to press the number 1. We'd welcome your calls or comments. Earl, I do have emails this evening, and I'm going to start with one that has a common theme. This is signed Nurse Maggie L.A., and she says, I am affected or infected by my coworkers. I'm a nurse. I work the night shift. When the day shift leaves, work that has to be done before I can start my shift, I'm not happy. I know I can't affect the day shift. Is this mood or attitude or what?
That's interesting.
Oh, and she says, help me reframe. She's been listening. Hi, Nurse Maggie.
Yeah. Well, Nihar, what do you think? Is that
I think that's definitely being affected by the people around you. So I don't think it's so much mood or attitude, but I think that's being affected by the people around you. And the best thing that I can suggest is, instead of looking at the negatives that the people are affecting you with, look at the positives. So a lot of times, one of the techniques that we suggest at Hype Up Your Day was to write down 5 or 6 positive qualities of your coworkers, and that's a better way to kind of work with them. And so instead of looking at the negatives, I would just say to look at the positives, write down 5 or 6 positive qualities that each of your coworkers have, and that would be a way that you can kind of look at their positives and potentially work with them better. And, you know, the thing is that you can't really change your coworkers because you're working with them. And, you know, that's something that's out of your control. But the best thing that you can do is to just look at them in a positive light and work with them as best as you can.
All right. That's good. Now, well, it seems like that will also play when you've got relationships between people, or even husband and wife, or something like that, where if regardless of how my day has been, if before I open that front door, I can just think of 2 or 3 things that are wonderful about my wife, you know what I mean? When I open that door, that's what's on my mind, right? So even if you know, before you come home from work or you whatever, before you walk in, instead of thinking about now, think about the few things that it's wonderful that person is in your life, you know what I mean, at this stage, regardless of all the things that aren't there, but you can just think about, now suppose I open this door and he's not there anymore, or she's not there anymore to say hello, or to even growl, if that's what they do when you walk in, right? That puts you into a different mood also, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it might be hard to think of that in the moment, but you just have to make a conscious effort to kind of remember to think that way. And if you do, right. I mean, as you said, it will definitely make a difference.
All right, good. Charlie, you got time for one more call or one more comment?
I got another email. Email, but that was great and encouraging to think about what you do. Think about them in a good way before you interact. This message is from another email from Can Do Now, and it says, such wisdom from tonight's guest. Great message. I heard you talking about finding a good mentor. I hear this all the time. Do I just go to the person I admire, and do I have to have a plan? How do you hype up a by finding a good mentor?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I'm sure a lot of people.
That is a very good question. And, the thing is that you don't have to have a plan. It's in human nature. You know, a lot of humans love to help others. If somebody came to me and asked me and told me that they wanted me to be their mentor, I personally would be very flattered. And, you know, I would be honored to help somebody. And so if you ask somebody to help you, there's majority of the time, probably I would say 90% of the time, most of humans just love helping others. And so, again, you don't really have to have a plan. Just approach somebody that you think would be a good mentor. And if they're a good friend of yours, then that's even better. But approach somebody that you think would be a good mentor and just ask. And the worst thing that they can say is just know that I don't want to be your mentor, and that's not a big deal. You can just go ask somebody else. So if you think about the consequences of asking somebody, they're really not that great. The worst that can, or they're really not that bad. I mean, the worst that can happen is that somebody will just say no to you, that they don't want to be your mentor. So you really don't have to have a plan at all. I would just say to go ask somebody, and there's not really anything bad that can happen that can come out of it. That's good.
Yeah, very good, very good. Now, Nihar, let's talk about your book and your work at Hype Up Your Day. Now, if members of our listening audience were to pick up a copy of When No Matter What, A Guide to Hyping Up Your Life, what would they find?
I think they would find a lot of good lessons on how they can really live their life a lot better, how they can live their life a lot richer, which goes along with the title of the show. And so I think the main messages are kind of just that you should pursue things that are passionate, that you're passionate about, and that you should really kind of just live your life to the fullest. And right. it's not just a whole bunch of fluff. I mean, the best thing about the book is that it's all made up of a collection of inspirational stories. So you're basically seeing other people that have done a lot of these things and have been in a lot of the same positions as yourself. And so I think that's the best thing about the book, is that I can read about somebody that, you know, had a business and failed, and the lessons
right.
he learned from that business as a result of failing. So it's
right.
it's not just about how you should just try to be happy every day. It's actually about people who have gone through a lot of instances, about people whose family members have passed away, and how they got through that. And so it's about a lot of relatable experiences like that, and how we can incorporate those lessons in our lives that these people have learned.
Okay. Now, what motivated you to write and publish When No Matter What?
I think it was just me being in New York City and kind of seeing how fast-paced the lifestyle there was. I kind of just really wanted people to slow down and, you know, really see how amazing life could be. And so that was really the motivation for it. It was really just kind of being in New York City, that type of mm-hmm. fast-paced environment, that really made me just kind of want to write and see
right.
how many people I could really inspire and change the lives of. And so that's how When No Matter What came about.
All right. Now, speaking of inspiring people, tell us a little more about your company, Hype Up Your Day. I mean, what's its mission, and how do you go about fulfilling that mission?
Yeah, absolutely. So through Hype Up Your Day, the main message of Hype Up Your Day is to kind of spread as many good messages, good pictures through social media, through any platform that we really can. And that is our mission. And not only that, but we also set up workshops and corporate training events for businesses. We also set them up for high schools, for really anybody. And the main goals of those workshops are to basically empower employees or students, and also show them how to be more productive, and also how to really go along with this book and kind of be more proactive and really just enjoy what they're doing a lot more.
All right. You know, I went on your homepage of your Hype Up Your Life website, and you know, on your homepage, if our listening audience were to go there, you'll see where you ask them to ask us a question. And in parentheses, you have funny, crazy, serious, whatever works. And then you state, we will give you a totally hype answer. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Now, how
yeah,
did you come up with this idea?
that's one of the premises of Hype Up Your Day, too. Really, anybody can just go to the website and ask any question. We get some pretty interesting comments, and we also get some serious questions about people inquiring about life decisions they want to make. So it's just something that, you know, it's something that I thought about, where a lot of times people kind of feel lost or they feel kind of lonely, and it's one anonymous way that people can just go to a website and just trust that somebody on the other end will reply back with an answer, no matter how crazy, stupid, funny, or serious their question might be. Somebody else on the other end will reply back, and it's cool to know. And so that's
yeah.
one of the things Hype Up Your Day does as well.
Right. Now, I know the questions are anonymous, but can you sort of give us an example of the types of questions that people ask, and then what – what would be a hype answer versus a non-hype answer?
Absolutely. So a lot of times what differentiates a hype answer from a non-hype answer is just something corny, like a corny joke at the end of an answer maybe, or just something that kind of lightens the mood. But I know that one of the recent questions that we had was actually somebody asking about college decisions. So somebody actually was asking about the application process for a college that they wanted to go to. And so we looked into that college and kind of advised them with the application process. It was totally free, of course. That's
right.
just what we do. And, you know, at the end, we just threw in a joke to lighten the mood that, you know, like if you don't go to college, you know, you can always just come move in with us.
right.
So It's just something funny like that at the end that differentiates a hype answer from a non-hype answer. But It's okay. It's just the fact that, you know, that we're being great and kind of just helping out people in a way that, you know, that they might not imagine.
Right. Let me give you, as we close here, let me give you a hypothetical situation, and let me hear what kind of answer, hyped answer, you would give. Okay, here is an example. I am retired, in my 60s. I find myself at this point a widower. I have a wonderful family around me, but of course at this stage in life, it's hard to make new close personal friends, if you will. How would I go about maybe utilizing some of the strategies that you have in your book to sort of hype me up a little?
Okay, and so I would ask a question: is your main mission to make personal friends, or do you just want to be hyped up?
Okay.
So once I get a clarification there, if it's to make mm-hmm. personal friends, I would probably just give some advice and say that, you know, the best way to make friends is to be involved in, I don't know, in your community, for instance, or get involved in some type of club that you have a hobby. Everybody has a hobby. No matter if you're 60, you still have a hobby. So let's say once I talk to this person and I might find out their hobby is, I don't know, let's say arts and crafts or do-it-yourself projects. So I'm sure that there are some type of do-it-yourself clubs in your community. You can probably find them through your local Lowe's or Home Depot. And so I would definitely tell that person to get involved in a club like that and just make as many friends as possible if that's what their concern is, if they're having trouble making personal friendships or relationships.
Terrific. You know, Neha, I can't believe we're out of time for tonight's show. In 30 seconds, what kind of message would you like to leave our listening audience about you, what you do, and this whole idea about you can win?
The main message I would like to say is that, you know, no matter what you do in life, just do it well and do it with passion. And I think the best thing that you can do is, one thing I really like to say is love what you do and do what you love. So I think the best thing that you can do is really follow your passion and do whatever you do in life really well and just stay positive throughout the entire process. And, you know, if anybody has any questions, I would love to talk to you. Definitely feel free to reach out to me. Check out the Hype Up Your Day website. Ask a question. No matter how crazy or ridiculous it is, just ask a question. I promise it'll be fun.
Very good. You know, Neha Sutta, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show tonight. We got to have you on again.
I would definitely love to come on again. It was great being on tonight.
Very good. And you can learn more about Neha Sutta by going to his website at www.hypeupyourday.com. You can also get a copy of Neha's book titled Win No Matter What, A Guide for Hyping Up Your Life at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or anywhere quality books are sold. Thanks to all of you for joining and participating in tonight's show. Remember, go to our broadcast page at www.blogtalkradio.com/richerlife and click the blue follow button and show your support for this weekly broadcast. And we'll be back with you again next Thursday night. Until then, continue to live. Thank you, Neha.
You've been listening to Living a Richer Life with Earl and Dr. Charlotte Grant Cobb. Thank you for joining us this evening, and we'll look forward to having you back again at the same time next Thursday. Thank you.